Across the country, scores of victims of gun-related violence have brought suit against gun manufacturers and dealers in an attempt to hold them at least partly responsible for the misuse of their products. Congress, with the strong backing of the gun lobby, is trying to block those lawsuits. The House has already approved legislation that would give the industry immunity from most civil suits. The Senate is expected to act when it returns from its Easter recess. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Officer David Lemangella was staking out a gas station in Orange, New Jersey that had been the target of several robberies when he approached a suspect on the sidewalk.
I approached him, got out of my vehicle, identified myself as a police officer, and asked him to take his hands out of his pocket. And that's when he shot me 3 times. They didn't think I was going to make it. I was hitting my lung, which was collapsed. I was hitting my stomach, and I was also hitting my left arm.
Investigators traced the suspect's gun back to a pawn shop in West Virginia. It had been purchased by a woman at the behest of a convicted criminal who was forbidden from buying guns in a so-called straw purchase. Lemangello has sued the pawn shop, charging it with negligence. Conrad Johnson was slain last October.
Mr. Johnson is 35 years old. He's married, father too. Loved basketball, loved his kids, very large extended family. He's going to be missed greatly.
Johnson was a bus driver for Montgomery County, Maryland, and a victim of the Washington area sniper. His widow, Denise Johnson, has brought suit against Bullseye, a Tacoma, Washington gun shop, where sniper suspect John Allen Muhammad purchased a Bushmaster rifle.
Bullseye did not do a background check. They have no knowledge of what happened to the assault rifle that killed my husband. And to me, that's just negligent.
Johnson and Lemangello are two of the victims of gun violence who, along with 33 states, have filed suits charging gun dealers and manufacturers with negligence. The industry is fighting back with legislation that would bar such suits. Gary Mihalik is director of communications for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the gun industry's trade group. He denies the industry is seeking legal immunity.
It is a very specific protection against the kind of nuisance and junk lawsuits that have been specifically brought to try and bankrupt or at least cause financial harm to people who are lawful, abiding the law and doing their jobs conforming to all the regulations that are in place regarding the sale of firearms.
Mihalik says the proposed legislation exempts those convicted of criminal violations from protection from civil suits. However, criminal convictions in America's gun industry are rare. The Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence is leading the opposition to the legislation. John Lowy, a senior attorney with the Brady Center, denies these are frivolous lawsuits.
There is not a single lawsuit against the gun industry that has been declared frivolous. And in fact, we've seen courts around the country say that these suits are meritorious. The case brought by the police officers, Dave Lemangello and Ken McGuire, a West Virginia court held that that was a meritorious negligence case under West Virginia law. There have been appellate courts in New Mexico, in Illinois, in New Jersey, and the Supreme Court of Ohio, and other courts that have all upheld these cases.
Just last Monday, a jury in Oakland found the designer, distributor, and manufacturer of a gun used in an accidental shooting partly liable for leaving a 7-year-old boy a quadriplegic. The gun industry's Gary Mihalik says makers of guns are no more responsible for their misuse than are manufacturers of other products.
Should the SUV company be sued because an angry wife runs over her husband with their product? These are the kinds of instances involving firearms that were legally sold where the lawsuits have been filed.
But opponents say the legislation would make the gun industry the only industry in the nation exempt from civil lawsuits. Denise Johnson says she didn't file her suit to get rich.
I could care less about money. It's so many people that's affected by gun violence. And my main purpose of this suit is to have our day in court so people can hear our stories, realize that our cases are not frivolous. They're very strong cases. And manufacturers and dealers should be held accountable for their actions.
52 senators have signed on as co-sponsors of the immunity legislation. Opponents' best hope may be to attempt to filibuster the measure, a move that would require 60 votes to overcome. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.